Those last two dots. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It came out this week that James Holmes, the movie theater shooter, was in fact on someone's radar. He was seeing a psychiatrist who served on a university threat assessment team and who was ready to bring his case to the team's attention when Holmes dropped out of school and therefore was officially no longer their responsibility. I guess it's reassuring that colleges have these threat assessment teams. The question is, what can they really do? What should they be allowed to do? Arrest people for future murders?
Look at me. Positive for Howard Marks. I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks and Donald Dubin that was to take place today, April 22nd, at 0800 hours and 4 minutes.
No, of course not. That only happens in the movies. But what can they do? Pima Community College famously suspended Jared Lee Loeffner because of his weird behavior. Emails between college officials described him as dark, creepy, strange, bizarre, psycho. They finally suspended him and even contacted the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms to find out if he owned a gun. The reply from the ATF special agent read, quote, "I did not come up with any gun info on this guy. Let me know if you need anything else," unquote. End of story. Loeffner easily purchased a Glock 19 semi-automatic handgun. His background check came up clear, and 5 weeks after that purchase, he went to a rally for Representative Gabrielle Giffords and opened fire. What all these incidents have in common is A, the exhibition of bizarre behavior, and B, the decision to buy one or more guns. Are we willing to connect those two dots? Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.